Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. At a large island base in the South Pacific, Jim has been given sealed orders. He and his United Nations guerrilla raiders are eagerly speculating as to the nature of their new assignment. They welcome the return to active duty, but they're puzzled about their destination. As they wing their way westward in a medium bomber, Jim is anxiously studying the surrounding skies.
Well, I'd give a lot to know what those orders say, but they're not to be opened till we land.
I humbly suggest we follow estimable example of Frenchy Thompson and others. Good opportunity for rare blessing of sleep.
Oh, how can they sleep at a time like this?
Frenchy Ben Nido, rest him can get.
Yes, I hope he's strong enough for this assignment, Colo. Between that siege of malaria and being accused of treason, he's had a tough time of it.
The truth brings all things to light. Frenchy's malaria is past and his loyalty is proved.
Excuse me, Singh. A plane will knock me into you.
Yeah, we're climbing.
Yeah, still keeping our course, though.
We follow the setting sun to the west. This is good.
What's your guess, Singh? Are we heading for China?
Perhaps. Or possibly Burma.
Yeah?
Either place, us find plenty Jap fella.
Yes, but that's no puddle jump. How are we going to refuel?
GHQ must have figured an answer to that, Mac. The pilot's got his orders, too.
Roger. But we've been over enemy waters
pilot
now.
Pilot to crew. Three meatballs coming in at 5 o'clock. Battle stations. Battle stations.
Oh, this'll spoil Frenchy and Tom Sun's beauty nap.
Never mind that. Our job is these waste guns. You and Singh take the...
Oh.
Waste guns to pilot. Waste guns to pilot.
Come in, waste guns.
Permission to warm up guns.
Go ahead. Permission granted.
Okay, Tuan. You shoot me load.
I will feed ours, Mac.
Any sign of the monkeys over your way, Mac?
Not yet, Jim.
Sky have been black like ink.
Pilot to crew, they're coming in at 3 o'clock.
That's your side, Jim.
Yeah, I'm trying. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here they come. You sure?
Yeah, he's
driving
out of control. Trailing black smoke.
Okay. Two to go now.
Pilot to waste guns. Good work, man. I'll try to lose the others in that cloud bank dead ahead.
Jap fella not find us now.
You want to put that in writing, Kolu?
I don't think they could see us in these clouds. But on the other hand, we couldn't see them either.
They must have been carrier-based. They may have returned for help.
Maybe. Wherever they are, we've lost them.
That's fine with me, brother.
Maybe so. Let's relax now till us leave club.
Better not count on it.
Hey, that's nothing trivial.
Us been dropping fast.
Pilot to crew, fasten your safety belts. Stand by for a crash landing.
Crash landing? In the middle of the Pacific?
They got our starboard motor. I don't know what's downstairs, but we'll see. The hard way.
Tensely, the plane's occupants fasten their safety belts as the crippled craft plunges awkwardly through the clouds. We'll see what lies ahead of them in just a moment. Meanwhile, I can tell you that what lies ahead of you this Sunday morning is plenty of enjoyment. That is, if you read the Comic Weekly on Sunday. That's the name of the funnies that brings you Prince Valiant, The Phantom, Flash Gordon, The Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer, Tim Tyler. Over 24 of your favorite features. They make Sunday morning adventure time. And they make the Comic Weekly a never-failing source of reading pleasure. The exciting full-color pages of the Comic Weekly are distributed to 15 million readers by 15 leading Sunday papers all over the country. One of them brings it to this city. So ask your dealer for that paper every Sunday. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a stricken bomber over the South Pacific and Jungle Jim.
You know, Jim, our chances might be better if we hit the silk.
No time, Mac.
We are dropping too fast.
This pilot plenty smart. Us not go and spin.
Up to now, you mean?
Pilot to crew, there's a small island down there. I can make it. We'll have a chance. Stand by.
If he can make it.
Look, but the afternoon rain is beginning.
And this is no time to talk about the weather, say.
Even if us land on island, must got to be Japs there.
We're out of luck, Ben. I'll have to overshoot it. Hang on now. This is it.
All right, brace yourselves.
Open.
Well, here, Cole. Use this rifle.
Hey, Jim. See Lee.
Oh, he's out cold.
Is he here?
Wait a minute, wait. No, his pulse is still beating. Here, help me get his clothes off.
Use this knife. This thing won't stay afloat more than a few minutes.
Get that hatch open.
What do you think me class will do?
What's wrong with him? The crash knocked him out. You all right, Captain?
There's no time to find out.
Where's the lieutenant, sir? The co-pilot?
He won't be coming along.
What? Well, you mean he's...
Yes. That's what I mean.
Okay, hatch be open.
All right, men, how'd you go? And get your clothes off as fast as you can.
What about Sing Lee?
I've got him. You go ahead, Mac.
After you, Frenchie. Where's Tom, son?
Let me help you, Bradley.
I can manage him. You go ahead, Captain.
This crate will sink like a rock in a second. Come on.
What is it? Where?
Take it easy, Singh. You got a knock on the head. You'll be okay.
Here's the island. About 300 yards from here.
Just a nice swim to work up an appetite, huh?
That's it, men. Get these clothes off.
What's it?
Here. Jap sniper on that island.
Spread out, men. And keep those heads down.
You think you can manage now, Sing Lee?
Yes. Yes, I can stay afloat. But what about that sniper?
Fudgeum, sniper fella, behind coral rocks on the edge of island.
Got your knife, Kolo?
All time, Strahd. Strapped to wrist.
Okay. Hey, Captain. You fellas stay out here and lie low. Cole and I will swim around and take him from behind.
But he'll spot you for sure.
We'll stay underwater as much as we can.
One time, us been pearl divers. Swim pretty good.
Well, there you're next. If you want to risk him, go ahead. We can't shoot back at that monkey with wet guns. But we'll try to keep him too busy to spot you. Now keep down, men. But let him know we're still out here.
He's up ahead there, Kolo. With his back to us.
Him still not spot us.
Yeah. Wonder if he's alone.
I not see no others. You wait here, Ton.
Come back, Kolo.
Me come back plenty soon. Got job for knife now.
Look out, Kolo. He spotted you. You all right, Kolo?
Him no spot nobody no more now.
Oh, that was close, Kolo.
Me know this also, too. Oy, look at Turpin.
Oy, a couple of inches lower.
Better a signal others all clear now.
Right. Hey, what are you doing?
Maybe so. Need knife again. Much handy.
You're much handy at using it, too.
No. Me aim for throat. Hit him in chest. Bad throw.
Chances are there are plenty of other Japs in this island for you to practice on. Hand me his rifle, will you?
Here. Take a bayonet, too. You all want them papers?
Yeah, might as well. But first, give me his cartridge belt.
Okay. Not many shells here.
Oh, the buzzard used most of them shooting at us.
The others swimming in now. Be here soon. Here been belt.
Thanks, Cole. Better take cover in the underbrush while we're waiting for him.
Brush not give much cover when rains come.
It isn't the rains I'm worried about. This fellow must have been a lookout. But where are the others?
Maybe so footprints tell answer.
Yeah. See, he came through the brush or right here. So there must be a trail leading to... Well...
What you find one?
A Japanese beer bottle. And look, the label's fairly clean, too.
Money footprints here.
Uh-huh. Right at the edge of the brush. Wonder what they mean.
Jap fella meet someone here.
He must have. Why, sure. He relieved another lookout. And they split a bottle of beer together.
Then, him take up post behind Coral Rocks.
That must be it. Yeah, but where's the Jap he relieved?
When others come, must find out.
Well, let's see what's beyond this fringe of underbrush while we're waiting.
Elephant grass bent inland.
Someone headed this way not long ago, all right. Oh, gosh, this brush is scratchy without clothes.
Watch grass. Hey, him turn off here. Go that way.
I wonder why. There's nothing ahead but that clump of giant ferns.
Maybe so danger there, Twan. Keep Jap rifle ready.
And don't worry.
Sandy again here. See footprints.
Hey, he headed for those ferns, all right.
Other footprints, going other way.
This is their trail. Wait, Cole. Someone's watching us.
Better us wait for others, Twan.
No. This may be a trap. If it is, we ought to find out about it and warn them. Let's go ahead a little.
More grass now. Still bent toward ferns. Fella been hiding there. Must not have no chance.
Picked this off long ago, Golo. Come on.
Here been ferns.
And watch out for spiders. See anything?
No. But him must got to come this way.
Well, keep going. Ground is getting higher now.
Too much dark here for look for trail.
As soon as we're out of this clump of ferns, we can see where we are.
Ooh, smell good, Twan.
And they smell dangerous, too. Hey, look. It's lighter off to the right. We'll head that way.
Not too far now.
Careful, Colo. There must be a clearing there. That's where they'd wait for us.
Then let's not show ourselves.
The grass is thinning out. It's getting sandy again.
You've been clearing what now?
I still got that feeling someone's watching us.
Me catch him also, too.
Seems quiet enough, but... Wait, what's that?
Where?
Something white at the edge of the clearing there.
Something? Oh. Here, Twan. Cigarette stub.
Then this is that trail. Hey, what... Well, fry me in oil.
Something wrong?
Wrong? It doesn't make sense. Look, Colo. This is an American cigarette. And there's lipstick on it.
Lipstick.
See? What in thunder is an American woman doing here?